everyone, and welcome back to the Girl Recovering Podcast. My name is Kelly. I hope you're having an amazing day so far. And welcome back to the third part of the Let's Love Being Alone series. I hope you enjoyed the previous episodes. And now we are on our third part of this series. I feel like we just started yesterday, but everything's a journey and we are on part three. So today's episode is going to be about being your own best friend, which is so huge. If you ever want to love being alone, it is all about dating yourself, being your own best friend, and loving your company. So I've talked about in the past few episodes, first we talked about traveling alone, then we talked about living alone. I talked about loving taking responsibility for yourself and enjoying your own company, and I've mentioned those things a lot, but sometimes it's harder than just saying, oh, I want to love being in my own company, because it is something that can be quite scary to do. Being alone in and of itself is scary, but can become so natural if you just put a little bit of practice behind it. So I'm going to talk a little bit into being your own best friend and really being the number one person for you in your life. I found that this, especially in the past few months, has been so huge for me because throughout this past year, I've lost a lot of people in my life. I have lost best friends and other people in my life who are really important to me. And I made those decisions consciously, but it was, you know, situationally, it was not something I could stay in, unfortunately. And I've kind of had to learn to be more alone, and it was a scary thing at first because I am someone who used to be so codependent and need to be surrounded by people to feel okay going out in public and things like that, but I have become my own number one supporter and been there for myself every single time, and once you kind of realize that you are the one that's going to be there for yourself every single time, not necessarily another person, then you become a lot more whole, but also you become a lot more mature too, because sometimes when you're always relying on another person, you can turn into a little bit of a hot mess. And I know that because I was there many, many, many times. And when you learn that you are the number one person in your life, that changes the game because you are the person that needs to be taking care of yourself, and you need to be appreciating the person that you are as much as you would a significant other, a best friend, because at the end of the day, you are the one that is there for you 100% of the time. And for me, I went through a kind of emotional process because I dealt with the fact that people come and go in our lives. That is a normal part of life, and it's very unfortunate. And I like consistency, so I know that the only person that's never going to leave me is myself. So I decided to pour into myself and my relationship with myself more. So I'm going to talk about a few of the pros of being your own best friend. Number one, and most obviously, you become more confident. You're less emotional and less reliant on others. And because you, like I said, you become more emotionally mature because you're not relying on anyone anymore. If friends or other people do something mean to you, obviously you're allowed to be upset, but you're a little less emotional about it because you know that, okay, whatever, I'm still here for myself, right? And kind of through all that, you become more confident because when you're pouring into yourself and your relationship with yourself more, naturally, you're going to become more confident because that self-love is just going to keep flowing. And similarly, you will not put your reliance into temporary people. So you're able to disconnect from that reliance on others because people in our life, unfortunately, are temporary. And you don't put as much emphasis on that relationship as you would have before. Obviously, our relationships are very important, but there is such thing as dependency, and you don't want to be too dependent on others. Also similarly, you are able to detach from toxic friends or relationships easier because you are so whole as yourself. You are able to spot out a toxic friend and realize that you don't need that, or spot out a toxic relationship and realize you don't need that either. I think when you are scared of being alone, these are harder things to do because you want people around you even if they are toxic. And this is a very hard thing to do whether you are really confident in yourself or not, but it is something that is easier to do when you have that higher sense of self-love. which literally is my fourth point. Increase self-love and independence from being your own best friend, which of course I've talked about a lot, so I won't dive into because I will sound like a broken record. So now, how to become your own best friend? Something that is very difficult to do, and I have a few tips that I've compiled to make it a little bit easier. Number one, try something new once a week. What this does is this pushes you to see what your real passions and hobbies are. Because like I said in the last episode, sometimes when you're around people all the time, you begin to adapt their interests and their hobbies and their passions, but you don't really know what is yours, because when you're so codependent for so long, you don't really know what your passions are. So when you're in this process of becoming your own best friend, you can really just do whatever you want, and you could try different things to see what things you actually like to do. So to do this, try something new once a week. This could be a new meal. This could be a new event that you want to go to, or watch a new movie, or try a new hobby you've been wanting to try. There's so many different things that can count as this. Next, push yourself out there to make more friends. Very scary, but very important, because when you are wanting to be your own best friend, you are working on healing yourself, but you still need people to support you. And by trying to put yourself out there and make more friends, this enables you to be more confident too. So what I mean by this, because when I say this, you probably went, wait, I thought I was trying to be my own best friend. What does this mean? This basically means that sometimes when you're being your own best friend, it's because of other people in your life that weren't so great. So push yourself out there to go to social outings more, maybe go to different hobbies where you could make new friends, because with this, you can have a good circle of friends, but you could still be working on yourself. It all ties together. Third, and most importantly, take yourself on dates. It is not weird. It is more weird in your head than it is actually when you do it. I have taken myself out to restaurants by myself when I was traveling alone, and now I still do it because it's fun and I want to go eat new food and I want to experience a new restaurant and don't always want to pay the extra fees to get the food delivery to my apartment. So that's just one example though. There's so many different ways you could take yourself on dates, and it will always be scary at first. Whether you want to go skating by yourself or you want to go to a movie by yourself. Because you can realize when you do it, you will realize you don't need other people to go with you. And you will realize that it is more scary in your head that you are making it out to be than it is when you're actually there in person. People don't care. People don't even notice. So as harsh as that sounds, it's actually a really beautiful thing, as I talked about in the first part of this series. But if you want to do something new once a week and really want to push yourself, maybe take yourself on a date once a week. And these dates could be whatever you want them to be. They could be a cute little stroll in your neighborhood. They could be going to take yourself out for a drink. It could be going on a little library date by yourself. If you're stuck thinking about ideas for this, just think about what dates you'd want to go on with other people and then do them for yourself. And it kind of unlocks a whole new sense of maturity and independence and self-love when you do it. Honestly, the first time I did it, I was terrified, absolutely terrified. But after I did it, it kind of was like unlocking this like secret level in my brain, realizing, hey, you don't need anyone else to do this and you can do this on your own. And because of that, you get more comfortable with it and you can become your own best friend, because sometimes you want to reach out to friends and they don't want to do anything that you want to do. So you know what? Do it yourself. Nothing wrong with it. And you'll be happier for it. Next thing, and I absolutely stand by this, dance parties. I love a good dance party. I love waking up in the morning, turning on my music. In the shower, music on. When I'm getting ready, music on. Dance party, while I'm getting ready, while I'm taking a shower, while I'm working out. Literally any time in your day you can slide in a little dance party. It's such a big boost of serotonin, I can't even tell you. It's so great. It may feel silly at first, but I love it. And because of it, it just makes me feel so much more comfortable and confident in myself. And then when I go out to the bars, I already have practice, which is great. But honestly, this is something I just love doing. And I do every single day because it really makes me feel a lot happier. And it can low-key be a workout too. So it can even make you feel healthier. And the way this kind of makes you become your own best friend is because you're feeling happier with your own company. And this was, I think, the first thing I ever did that really made me feel comfortable with my own company, because I love turning on music, blasting it through the house, and just dancing around the house when I'm by myself. It's one of the best feelings ever, I think. And it was like the best thing I ever did living alone. And I used to do it every single day, and it would always just make me feel so much better, even if I was crying before. Turn on my music, blast through the house, and just have a dance party. Nothing better than it. Okay, next. This goes along with taking yourself on dates, but I want to just reiterate. When you want to do something, allow yourself to do it. Whether it be going for drinks or dinner, or, you know, just wanting to have a self-care night. Don't make yourself feel guilty for doing what you want to do. This is what it's all about. This is what being alone with yourself is all about. It's letting yourself do what you want to do. Now, don't do anything unhealthy. Don't take that the wrong way, please. But in a healthy sense, allow yourself to do what you want to do. Don't be too hard on yourself, because when you allow yourself to do things little by little that you love to do, you start to love yourself more. Because think about it. If you were with a friend and they never wanted to do what you wanted to do, and then they wanted to do what you wanted to do and were excited to do what you wanted to do, that makes you feel really good. Obviously, they were not great at the beginning for not letting you want to do what you want to do. But if you think about that for yourself, then it is a really great step in self-love. So just wanted to kind of slide that in there once more. And similarly, but also finally, visualize what your ideal best friend would do and be that for yourself. It acts as a form of manifestation to give space for future people, the right people, to walk into your life. So list all the qualities that a best friend would have and think about things that you would want to do with them or a way you want to feel around them. And look at all that and be that for yourself. Be loyal to yourself. Be funny for yourself. Things like that. And it is possible. It may sound weird at first, but it is possible. And it's such a huge part of growing up and loving yourself, because you will be so fulfilled all the time. And if you've ever heard that phrase, you can't pour from an empty cup. This is you filling your cup, babe. This is that. So always be being that person for you. Being the person that loves you the most, that's the most loyal to you, that makes you feel the best. Be that for yourself. It's not easy at first. It takes practice. But in doing these types of activities for yourself, it will come. And when you do that and when you focus on doing that, like I said, it gives space in your life for future people to walk into your life. Because when you're pouring so much into yourself, the universe gives you someone when it is the right time. Also, I will say, when you are being so great to yourself, then you realize when the right people are walking into your life, and when you notice that they do walk into your life, you're able to be a better, whatever it is, partner, friend, whoever, to them, because, like I said, you are no longer pouring from an empty cup. This is so huge and so important to take time to understand and to really practice that behavior for yourself, because when you start pouring into yourself and being that best friend or being that ideal partner that you want, but you're that person for yourself, biggest form of self-care. Biggest form of self-care, hands down. And when you do this, everything else in your life will just start working and you will be manifesting the right people to be in your life. And you're showing people in your life how they should treat you, because if you treat yourself the best that anyone can ever treat you, then people either have to top it or be at that level to stay in your life. So very, very important thing. And with that concludes our Let's Love Being Alone series. Again, similar to the last three-part series that I did on this podcast, this is something that may come up later. But I think this little three-parter is a great way to sum up a couple of my solo experiences and also just the tips that I have received and taken over the time being alone and really falling in love with being on my own and increasing my self-love and increasing my confidence. And it all kind of wraps up into a little bow, you will notice, after you work on it for a long period of time. So really hope that you enjoyed this series. I really hope that it helped you. My DMs are always open if you want to talk about it further. If you did enjoy, it would mean the world to me if you subscribed to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you do want to chat with me a bit more, make sure to check out my Instagram and TikTok at The Girl Recovering. And with that, I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. I hope you take care of yourself. Can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye for now.